Parshas Kisiso. Parshas starts off, Yedavar Hashem Moshe Leimor, Kisiso es Roish B'nei Yisrael of Kudehem, it's when you take the count of the children of Yisrael, V'nosnu ish koifer nafshoi la'ashem b'fkoidoisem. Everybody should give a pigeon for their nefesh, give some money when they count you, V'lo'i avahem negev b'fkoidoisem. Therefore no harm will come to you when they count you. And the Pasha goes on, this is the mitzvah to give a machzes ha-shekel every year. It was a mitzvah to give in order to buy the kabonis for that year. And then the Pasha goes on that he'oshir lo yarbe v'hadal lo yamet. Special mitzvah here, that even though you're rich, you should not give more than a machzes ha-shekel. And huadin, if you're poor, you cannot give less. Then it says what? Lo seiseth trumas Hashem l'chaper al nafshaseichem. That giving this money should be a kapora, should forgive you. And Mefarshim all speak out that really this parsha is really doesn't belong here. Like Bechlal, the Mefarshim speak out that parshas Truma and parshas Tetzavim and now Kisiso, all these parshas really are after the Chet Ha'egel. That the pshat is first the Klal Yisrael did the Chet Ha'egel, and because of that they had to have a kapora. So therefore the whole union of building the Mishkan was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mechaper, forgave the Yidden with the Chet Hegel, and now we wanted to show it, so we had to have a Mishkan. Who had an Indian of the Machzes HaShekel here is also, that this is a Kapora of forgiveness for the Chet Hegel. That's why there is a mitzvah of this Machzes HaShekel, which is called Lechapra Nafshasechem, to forgive you for the Chet of the Hegel. Really, Rashi brings down here that the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to count how many Yidden there are now is because he said, because by the Chet Ha'egel, a lot of them were killed out. And now after the Chet Ha'egel, now HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to count them again to see how many are left. And he says it's a mashal, an example to show that something is very chaviv, something very dear to you. If something happens to it, you want to know afterwards how much is left. So accounting now is to show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu still loves Klal Yisrael, was still very dear to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why Bechlal, he wanted to count this now again after the Chet Ha'egel. That's where the Kli Yoker says that that's why the Pasuk says, Ki Siso es Rosh B'nei Yisrael. Like you will lift up the head. Rosh means like now this is Lashon of a Chavivus. We're showing how important Klal Yisrael is, that we're a Rosh, we're the head of all the Yamim. That even after the Chet Ha'egel, still HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave us, and still with a Rosh, we are the head. Okay, so in other words, even though Klal Yisrael did the Chet Ha'egel, still now there's a matzav of after tshuva that HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepted them back, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings them up to a very high madrega that we are still very dear to Hashem. And Rashi also brings down that the reason now why we count, while we're counting the Yidden, we have to give a matzav HaShekel, is l'choy for nafshoi, Rashi brings down is to save ourselves from Nayin Hora. It's when you're counting people, you churl at the Ayin Hora, a bad spirit. So to save us from the Ayin Hora, that's where we have this mitzvah now of Machzes HaShekel. Agav, about the Ayin Hora, it's the famous the Gemara and Bob Mitzia of Peites that says that when Rav went through the Beis HaKvaris, with his great Chochmah, he was mistakel at all the dead people there, and he said that he saw that rov of them were Nesim who died because of an Ayin Hora. And only one small chilek of them was mace from other sicknesses. And the same thing the Gemara Sanhedrin says, that Bishor Shehitel Nebuchadnezzar as Hanani Meshovi Azayel Terch Kiv Shanesh, when he threw them into the Kiv Shanesh, is even though they were saved from the fire, but still they died from an Ayin Hora. It's at that time an Ayin Hora came into them. Same thing we find by the Luchas HaRishonis, that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave them with Pirsum in front of everybody, the Kodos of Rokim, and Chazal say it was Shelot Yer an Ayin Hora, and that's why the luchas were broken, the first luchas. By Shenkin, the second luchas were given bitzina, was quietly. They were accepted. They were kayim forever. So in order to save from the Ayin Hara that happens when you're counting people, Rashi learned that's why here there was a mitzvah to give the Machzes HaShekel. This should be a kapora for the Indian of counting, that you should not be shelled an Ayin Hara. I will soon see another pshat why right now Bishas the counting, we ought to have this Indian of the Machzes HaShekel. That the first Medrash Rabbah starts off in this parsha. It says that Posach or Reb Tanchuma Barabbah, starts off saying that Omle HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Omle HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, Chayovim Li Yisrael Ma Shelove Himenu. Klai Yisrael owes me something. And the Mefarshim say the Pshatir that since Klai Yisrael did a chet, they sinned by the chet Hegel, so they deserved to get Misa, to die. So they owe to HaKadosh Baruch Hu their life. And then it says back, Omle Hem, Sheyifra Ma Shem Chayovim Li. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu said they could pay me back for what they owe me. And in Mefarshim learned that means with the Machzis HaShekel. The fact, like we did tshuva, we ask you now for kapora, for the chet hegel, by paying up the machzis hashekel, that's the way we're being forgiven now for the chet hegel, and therefore we're paying up achoyv, we don't have to be killed. And that's pshan this posse that it says that you give the machzis hashekel, is lo seif the trumas Hashem, lechapra nashrasechem, to forgive us for our nefesh, for our souls, that really, since we did the chet hegel, we deserve to be killed. But now that we did tshuva, and we're asking that Hashem to forgive us, Hashem gave us this mitzvah of machzis hashekel, and by giving the machzis hashekel, that's going to be the kapora nafshasechem, that we should not have to be killed because of the chet regel. And really, the pshat of this mitzvah, of the machzis hashekel, like the way this medrash is saying, that this was the kapora, the forgiveness of Klai Yisrael, for the chet regel. Now the pshat is, how was this the forgiveness? That this is really the Yisoid, the foundation of Klai Yisrael. That the union of the Machzis HaShekel is that everybody has to give the exact same amount. Like the Pasuk says, He'oshir lo yarbe. Even if you're rich, you can't give more than a Machzis HaShekel. V'hada'a lo yamit. It's the same mitzvah that if you're rich, you can't give more. The same mitzvah is if you're poor, you cannot give less. Mimachatis HaShekel. Everybody has to give a Machzis HaShekel. In other words, there has to be Achdus in Klai Yisrael. Everybody has to work together and do things together. There has to be Ava, everybody is equal, everybody is together. When you have a Yisoid of Klai Yisrael, so everybody is Achdus working together, that's the way we can have a Kapora from the Chet Egel, and that's the way we can go now to build the Mishkan. And Hu Adin by Kabbalah's Torah was also brought down like that. The Medrash says, Medrash Rabban by Yikra says, that Kivon Shabo Kulam Lefnei Har Sinai Nasa Kulam Chaniyachas. When Klai Yisrael came in front of Har Sinai, says Vayachnu Shom, they were all together with the Achdus. They were togetherness. That's why they were zeicha to receive the Torah by Har Sinai. So the Medrash says, Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Harei Ishor Shani Noisen Torah Levni. Right now is a good time to give Torah to Klai Yisrael. Why? Because they're all acting together. They're Achdus together. Olaach Chet Egel. After the Chet Egel is Huskaku La Kabbalah Torah Mechudish. After the Kabbalah, after the Chet Egel, did a Chet, they were pure, they went away from Hashem, they broke the first Kabbalah Satera, they had to have a new Kabbalah Satera. When was the second Kabbalah Satera? That was on Yom Kippur. That was the day that was Nitno Lucha Shniyos, and it realized the Gemara in Tainus that says, that's the Yom Chasunosu Yom Yisro Kabiyochum. Now the Klai Yisrael again came back together to be together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that was on Yom Kippur. And that's also the Indian here of the Machzis HaShekel, to show that everybody is only a half. In other words, to be a whole is you need somebody else. You have to work together. You have to learn Torah together. You have to work to do mitzvahs together. That's the yisod of this mitzvah, Machzis HaShekel, that everybody together has to work together. That whether you're poor, whether you're rich, everybody is only a machzah, is only a half. With somebody else together, you could do things. And Hu Adin, when Klai Yisrael had this union of Achdus, of working together, that's the way we go connected the Yetzirah, we break all the enemies that come connected us. The Moshe was brought down when Eliezer Ever Avraham, when he went to Rivka, he gave Rivka a Nezem Zohov, and it was Beka Mishkoli. And the Medrash says that Beka Mishkoli was Rema Lishkoli Yisrael, Bekla Gugolis. He said when Eliezer gave Rivka this Nezem Zohov, a deka mishkolai, it was umrumis to the mitzvah of machzis hashekel shkolim that Klai Yisrael would give. And then it also says, v'chein shnei tzmidim al yodeho, asar zov mishkolim, he gave her two tzmidim that weighed 10 pounds, asar zov mishkolim. So the Medrash says also that kineged shnei luchais, and kineged aseros adibros. So also it's very good that he gave her things to remind us of the aseros adibros of Kabbalah Satera. And Hu Adin, he gave her this Nezem Zohov, which weighed a Beka Mishkoloi, which connected this mitzvah of Machzis HaShekel. to show us that with the mitzvahs, the machzah shekel, with achdus, that's the way we're zoicha to have Torah. That's why we're zoicha to mekabel the Torah. And Hu Adin, there's the famous Gemara in Megillah, and of Yud Gimel Amud Beis, that the Gemara says on the Pasuk, Im ala melech toiv yikosev la'avdom v'yaseras alpayim kiko kesef. His homin told Achashverosh to kill out Klal Yisrael. So Omer Rash Lakish, Golu v'yadula fnei mishoy mer, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew, v'yoylam, she'osid homin lishkol shkolam al Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that Homan Arosha is eventually going to take Shkolim, take this money for Pidyon to try and wipe out Klal Yisrael. Lefikach, therefore, Hiktum Shekleim Lishkolov, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made that us Klal Yisrael should have a mitzvah of a Machtis HaShekel, before Homan comes around. V'haynu d'tna, that's what we learned in the first Mishnah in Shkolim, that B'yechud v'yado mashmiyim ala Shkolim v'yala Klayim. That on Rosh Chodesh Adar, this Indian Bezdin sends around Shluchim to tell people to start to get ready to be Mekayim the mitzvahs of Machzis HaShekel, that I should be in the Beis Hamikdash by Rosh Chodesh Nisan. But we see here the word that Homan wanted to kill Klal Yisrael. He made his Shkolim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a koyach to beat, to win out Homan, the fact we'd have the mitzvah of Machzis HaShekel. Now, Stamazoy, how much, when Homan wanted the Aseres, Alpayim Kiko Kesev, so Tosfos says on the Tev Zayin that Shemati Sheasora Alpe Kiko Kesev, this ten thousand is oilon. It comes out to the measurement of Chatzi Shekel L'chol Echod MiYisrael. That comes out to a half of a shekel for every yid. So Yoshesh Meis Elif Kishiyotu Mitzrayim. If you add up a Chatzi Hashekel from all the yidin, it comes out to Aseres Alpayim Kiko Kesev. Is the pshat that Homan wanted to kill out Klal Yisrael with his koyach of Shkolim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us the fact we have the mitzvahs of Shkolim. And the pshat is that the Yikta Taina Homan came to argue to Achashverus. The Megillah says it that Homan kept on saying that Klal Yisrael is an Am Mefuzar Umefurad Beinamin, who is spread out all over the nation. And the Mefarshim said the pshat is there wasn't Achdus in Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael wasn't together. This man, there's a period in Klal Yisrael, they're not working together. That's when Esav, Homin, Amalek has a koyach shlita over Klal Yisrael. And therefore, right away, what did Esther say right away? Leich kenoisas kol ha-Yehudim. Let's bring everybody back together again to make an achdus Klal Yisrael should work together. That was the Hatzolah by Homin. So that's the pshat in the Machzis HaShekel that the Gemara says, Rish Lakish, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew there's going to come a time when Homin, when Amalek will have a koyach over Klal Yisrael, because there won't be such achdus then, they'll be spread apart. But we have a limud from the mitzvahs of Machzis HaShekel. What's the yisoid of Klal Yisrael? How do we get our koyach to fight keneged Amalek, to fight keneged the Esav? That's with the koyach of the Machzis HaShekel of being achdus, of everybody working together, putting all the koyaches in together. When Klal Yisrael is like one achdus, then we have the koyach to fight keneged Amalek, keneged Haman. So what we're coming out now is like this. Like Rashi explains, why did Hashem tell us to count again Klal Yisrael? Was the pshat is, this pshat is after the Klal Yisrael did the Chet Hegel. We did a tremendous sin. We lost the first Kabbalah Satara because of that. The Luchos were broken because of that. There was a Richug, the Shekhinah went away from us. So Klal Yisrael had to do tshuva, had to have a tremendous koyach of kapora for this. Now after HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave Klal Yisrael, now is the whole, now is saying all these parashas of Truma, of Tetzava, Kisis is talking about. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us, build the Mishkan Oedis. This should be an Eidus, a testimony that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still in Klal Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Meichel on the Chet Egel. Now, that's where we have the Mishkan, that the Shekhinah should still be here. Now, this Yisoid of the Machzis HaShekel, this is teaching us, this is the Yisoid, this is the foundation. How, first of all, we're going to keep the Torah with us. How we're going to be Zeichel to a Lucha Shnia. How we're going to be Zeichel to keep the Shekhinah with us. How we're going to be Zeichel to keep the Mishkan alive. His alstep pshat is that to osher lo yarba v'yadal lo yamit b'machta shokel, to know that there has to be achdus and Klal Yisrael. Everybody has to be equal, everybody has to work together. And when we work together, that's the pshat v'yichan shom Yisrael, Klal Yisrael is all together, then the Shechin is with Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us, that's when we have our Mishkan, and that's when we have the Torah with us, and that's our skula to keep ourselves away from Amalek, keep ourselves away from the Goyim. That's the pshat by Homin. When Haman wanted to fight Kinegados, when his time of Am Mefurat, Mefuza, Mefurat was spread out, the Yisraelis, we have to remember the mitzvahs of the Machzah Shechem, which is to bring everybody back together again. And with this Koyach of Achtus, then we could go and fight Amalek. Then the Psukim go on to talk about V'yosisa, Kir, Nechoshes, V'chano, Nechoshes, L'rochtso, V'nesato, Isa, B'noimoydu, B'namazbech, V'nesato, Shomamoyim. That there was an Indian before the Kahanim went into the Beis HaMikdash to do the work there, they had to first wash their hands and their feet before they went to do the Avodah. Like the Pasuk says, V'rochatsu, Aron, Avonim, Imenu, Eshedeim, V'yas Raglaim. They have to wash their hands and their feet. Their feet for the purpose was because they used to work with the Kahanim without wearing shoes, without wearing socks, because their feet had to touch the floor. So push, there was also an avodah that the feet was touching the floor of the Beis HaMikdash. They had to wash it to make kaddish themselves before they went to do the avodah. Now the forsher may ask, how come this keli, the kiyur and the kanoi, is first put down here in Parshas Kisisa? Why wasn't it put down before in Truma Tetzava, which spoke about all the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash, of the Mishkan? And the Nitziv, the Emek Dova, wants to say that the pshat is this really wasn't the kli that the Kohanim used b'shas that were doing the avodah in the Mishkan, but rather it was just a hechsher. This prepared themselves. This was hachona to do the avodah. Like before they went in to do the avodah, do the work, first they had to wash their hands. Therefore this keli says last, says at the end. Who are then the famous Chuvah Sharashpa, that the Rashba Shittur is the reason why we wash our hands every morning. We make the brocha al natilas yodoyim. He says it because just like a kohen, before he goes into the mikdash to do the avodah, he has to first wash his hands every day. Who are then every single Jew? When you wake up in the morning, you get back in neshama. The pshat is now like you're going to do the avodah today, to do the avodahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So before you start doing the work, to do the mitzvahs of the day, for Hashem's sake, we first have to wash our hands. So when we wash hands in the morning, that's Simein, this kiddush of Rechitzas Yedayim Raglayim that the Kohanim used to do before they went into the Beis HaMikdash. Right, to know we have to be Mekadosh ourselves every single day before we start the day off, before we start doing the mitzvahs of that day. And then the Parsha goes on to talk about the Yatakach Lecho B'Samim Roish Mordoror. We have to make this special Shemen HaMishcha, that this was a special oil that they used to be moshach, to pour over the kelim, to be mekadesh to kelim. So that's why it's very good, like after the pashas of the kiyur and the kana, which is also talking about a kli, that you have the water in there, that the kohanim have to wash their hands to mekadesh themselves before they start doing the avodah to make themselves holy. Then the pasha talks about this special shemen hamishcha, this special type of an oil that had to be made to pour over the kelim, to pour on the kohanim, to mekadesh them before they could be used for the avodah in the basin, in the mikdash, in the mishkan. Then the parsha Lamed Aleph, it goes on. Gadaber Shem Moshe Leimor, Rei Karosi B'Shem Betzala Benuri Ben Chur Lamati Yehuda. HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling Moshe that he called now Betzala Benuri Ben Chur Lamati Yehuda, that Va'amalei Oisei Ruach Lakim, I will fill him up with the Ruach Lakim, with the Spirit of Hashem, Bechochmo, with wisdom, over Svuna, and understanding, over Das. Rashi says Das means Ruach HaKodesh, over Chomoloch, to do all the work. Then the Pasuk says again, the Pasuk Vov, Vani Hine Nosati Itoy, I'll give you with him, Eis Oholiyov, Ben Achisomach, Lamate Don, from the Sheva Don, over Leiv, Kol Chachem Leiv, Nosati Chochmo. And in the heart of Kol Chachem Leiv, all the smart people, the wise people at heart, Nosati, I will give Chochma, I will give wisdom. The Yosu is Kol HaShetzi V'Sichon, they will do everything I command them. The Pasuk Seder says this over the Inyan of Chachem Leiv, being smart at heart. They had it before in the parashas called Chachem Leiv. What is the pshat here from a Chachem Leiv, somebody that's smart at heart? And also the Pasuk says, Vani Hinei Nosati Itoi, that what? Overleiv, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give, Overleiv Kol Chachem Leiv Nosati Chochma, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself puts into these people Chochma wisdom. So like, why does Hashem put into these people wisdom more than other people? Like, it's not mashma they themselves are wise people, it's just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into them wisdom. So why does Hashem put into these people wisdom more than other people? Then Reb Chaim Shmulevitz Tzal has a shmuz on this. He talks about and he says, Milonu Chokim Kishleima Melech, who is the greater Chokim than Shleima Melech? That the Pasuk says on Shleima Melech, V'Hashem Nosan Chochma L'Shloima Kasha Dibur. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the one that gave this Chochma, this wisdom, to Shloima Kasha Dibur. And then and explains why was Shloima Zeichet his Chochma. Pasuk in Malachim says that the giver near Hashem or Shloima Vayomer Elakim Shal Ma'at Ma'etein Loch. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked Shloima, what do you want me to give you? That Shlomo Melech asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please give me Chochmah. That's what he asked from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered that I'll give you this Chochmah, like it says, V'Hashem Nosan Chochmah L'Shlomo. In other words, the pshat is that Shlomo Melech was the Mavakesh, asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'Chochmah. He wanted, he looked for it, and he was Mavakesh, he was mispalo to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give him this Chochmah. So Reb Chaim wants to learn that the pshat for Nachacham Lev is somebody in his heart, he realizes this, that what he needs is Chochmah. That's what his tshuka, that's what his desire is. His desire is to have Chochmah wisdom. And a person that his desire is to have wisdom, such a person that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself gives the person the wisdom. Like really it's a Gemara Nida like that, that the Gemara says that 12 things Sholu Anshe Alexandria Es Reb Yeshua Ben Chananya. And one of them was Ma'yas Adam V'Yachum. What should a person do to become wise? His Omalehen, Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, answered back and said, Yar bebi yeshiva v'yamayet bischayra. Let them sit in yeshiva and learn a lot, and not do too much business. And like this, they'll become big chachamim. His Omru, they said over, Har beyosu kein, v'loi hoyu lehem. A lot of people did like that. They decided to sit in yeshiva and not to work so much, and it didn't help. They didn't become big chachamim. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya answered back, El yavakesh rachamim imimi shachoch mishaloi. You should be mavakesh, ask, pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He should give you wisdom, because the wisdom belongs to him. Shenema, the pasuk says, Ki Hashem yitein chokhmo mipiv dasu tfuna. So then the Gemara says, my kamashlon, like what's the chiddush here? So the Gemara says, Toho beloiho loisagi, that one without the other does not help. In other words, it's not enough just to be marba, just to sit in yeshiva and learn and learn and learn. That alone is not enough. We have to realize that Chochmah comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we have to want to have this Chochmah. And we have to dive into Hashem that Hashem should give us this Chochmah. And if somebody is marvish this, realizes this, and that's his desire to become a Chochmah, and he dive into Hashem, Hashem should give it to him, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him Chochmah. So therefore, Rabbi Chaim wants to learn, that's Pshan Dis Psukim, that Uvalev Kochachem Lev, Nosati Chochmah. In the heart of all the people that is a Chachem Lev, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Chochmah, gave wisdom. The pshat is, Uvalev Kochachem Lev means in the heart of any person, that if that heart was such a heart that his whole desire is to have Chochmah, to have wisdom. In other words, he like daven to Hashem that Hashem should give him the wisdom, is Nosati Chochmah. Such a person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him Chochmah. And they live also as Kol HaShetze V'Sicha. They were able to do everything that they were supposed to. Because they had this Chochmah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them. That's to say that these psukim here, these psukim of V'yamale Yoyster Ruach Lakim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will fill your heart, will fill you up with the Spirit of Hashem. B'chochmah u'v'svuna and it ends off u'v'das. You'll be zeichet Ruach HaKadosh. U'v'chol melochot, to be able to do all the melochot, all the work. And then the parsha goes in to talk about Shabbos. The pasuk says, V'yemer Hashem Moshe Leimor, V'yato Dabur O'B'nei Yisrael Leimor, Aches Shabsoisai Tishmeru, you should watch my Shabbos. Why? Ki oisi b'ni uv'neichem, because this is a sign between us, L'doraseichem, for generations, L'das, that we should know, Ki ani Hashem Mekadishchem, that I am HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is Mekadish Klai Yisrael, makes Klai Yisrael holy. So Rashi learns, that ki oisi b'ni uv'neichem means Rashi, ois g'doylehi b'neinu. This is a tremendous sign we have that shows us shebocharti bochem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us b'hanchili lochem es yoyim unuchos l'mnucha. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us to give us his yoyim unucha, his day of rest. And lodas Rashi learns for umois bo, that all the different nations should realize ki ani Hashem mekadishchem, that I am Hashem that made us holy, made Klayus for holy, by the fact we rest on Shabbos. It's our Menuchas Shabbos shows the Kedusha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mekadosh us. And you know, there's the Gemara in Shabbos and the Fiyud that says, Omele HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe, Ma'atona toivu yeshti bebeis gunozi v'shabbos shmo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I have a tremendous present in my hidden treasures that I want to give Klal Yisrael, and its name is Shabbos. V'ani mevakesh litna l'Yisrael leich v'diyim. Go and tell Klal Yisrael that I'm going to give them this big present, the Shabbos. And the Gemara comes out that the inyan of the Shabbos, the great present is that we have a neshama yisayir on Shabbos. A special neshama comes down to be with us. Machmas the kedushas of Shabbos. And that's pshat kani Hashem mekadishchem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mekadishos makes us holy. The fact he gives us a special neshama l'kavod Shabbos. Now in the inyan of Shabbos, we know there's a zochor and there's a shomer. Shomer means we have to watch out not to do the loisaseis, not to do the averus, the lamates, malachas of Shabbos. And who are then the inyan of zochor as yom Shabbos, the kadoshoi. The inyan of schira means doing the mitzvahs asei. There are plenty mitzvahs asei, mitzvahs to do, how to be mechabed the Shabbos. It's not enough just to rest, not to do malacha, but a person has to be mechabed the Shabbos. Do special mitzvahs, do special inyonim, l'kavod Shabbos. Like Lamashal, there's the famous mirus that we sing on Leil Shabbos that says, Kol Mekadesh Shvii Karoyoloi, whoever's Mekadesh Shabbos the way it's supposed to be done. Then it says, Kol Shoymesh Shabbos Kados Michaloloi. Somebody that watches Shabbos just al Pidin, not to be Michal the Shabbos, not to do Averus on Shabbos. Some of the Farshim and the Chofetz Chaim says that the Pshat here, this Mizbor is telling us, there are two different people that watch Shabbos. There's somebody that watches Shabbos Kuroloi, the way you're supposed to be Mekadosh to Shabbos, do the mitzvahs holy on Shabbos, act special on Shabbos. And then there's the person that's just is called Shemesh Shabbos Kados Mechaoloi. Somebody is a Shemesh Shabbos, he watches Shabbos, but just the way he's supposed to, just not to do any Averis on Shabbos, that's all. Then it goes on, Schorei Harbe Meira Pifoloi, because everybody gets different reward. Our people, depending upon how much work you put into Shabbos, how much are you being mekadosh to Shabbos? And yishal machneil v'yishal digloi. Like the Seder, the Mizmah goes on like this to show that there are these two different types of people. Somebody that just keeps the Shabbos the way the mitzvahs are, the way you're supposed to, not to do averus, but there's somebody that's mekadosh Shabbos karoloi, the way you are supposed to act with a special kedusha. If Hashem gave us a special neshama yisayir on Shabbos, that means we're supposed to act differently, supposed to do more mitzvahs l'chavad Hashem. The inyan of menucha Shabbos, resting on Shabbos, is not to do avoda, not to do work. Today the people should have time to be dovek in a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And like there's a Gemara that says that there's a chazakah, that an amoritz even will not lie on Shabbos, that since a person has a neshama yisera, he's more Kodesh, more closer to Hashem, he's more afraid to say a lie on Shabbos. It was pushed to the Gemara. There's a chazakah that an amoritz, that even though you can't trust him throughout the whole week, to eat his food, there's a shiloh from demai on it. But if he tells you on Shabbos that it was okay, you're allowed to believe him. Because there's a chazakah since today, your Shabbos and amoritz will not lie on Shabbos. And so he realizes the kedusha of Shabbos, that is closer to Hashem, today is not a day to lie. Today is a different type of a day. Who are then the mizmor of Shabbos is, Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos Toiv LaHoidos LaShem, and the Chazal Darshan Toiv LaHisvados LaShem. On Shabbos is a good time to do tshuva, to become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the pshat from tshuva is that when somebody does something wrong, he goes away from Hashem. Tshuva means it brings you back closer to Hashem. So the day that Klal Yisrael is the most closest to Hashem, that Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the special Oisi Beini Ubeinechem Uderoseichem Lodav Ki Ani Hashem Mekadishchem, that we have to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekadosh us, makes us holy. So now that we have this special holiness, means that we're closer to Hashem on Shabbos, that's the day to do tshuva, to act this way, to feel like we're closer to Hashem. Spikitza, we have to be nizer, not only from the Loisa says not to do melacha on Shabbos, but who adin to be a Mekadosh Shabbos, Karoloi, with the right type of a Kedusha, the way the Pasuk says, Ladaf, Ki Ani Hashem Mekadishchem.
Yeah. All right, turn over.
Meanwhile, the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the special matana, the special present that he has hidden in the special treasures, which is the neshama yisera, a special closeness that we have, that we are closer to Hashem on Shabbos, and people have to use out this neshama yisera to do the mitzvahs better, to learn more on Shabbos, to feel a special kashrus, a closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That we have this special sign, Ki Oisei Beni O Beneichem. And then the pasuk says, V'shomru V'nei Yisrael Es HaShabbos, that B'nei Yisrael should watch Heat Shabbos, La'asos Es HaShabbos, to make a Shabbos, L'dayroisam B'risoylam, the further generations. So the question is, what does the pasuk mean, that V'shomru V'nei Yisrael, we should watch Shabbos, La'asos Es HaShabbos, to make a Shabbos. Like, how do we make Shabbos? How is the pshat, since we watch Shabbos, how do we, last verse, it's a Shabbos, how do we make another Shabbos come? And maybe we could explain this with an Or HaChaim HaKodesh that he says in Bereishis, on the end of the passage says, Vayivorach lakim et yom ha'ashivi, vayikadesh yoisoi, ki loishovat mikol malachto yeshabor lakim lasois. And he's mazal, what does it mean, ki loishovat mikol malachto? So he explains that really, when Hashem created the world, he created the world only for 6 days. There was a koyach to be in existence for 6 days. Like really it says there in the Aseret HaDibros, it says, Ki sheshes yomim osa asem et ha-shemayim ve-esoretz. That really the Bria was created for 6 days. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a yom ha-shvi. He created a Shabbos. That Shabbos gives a koyach ha-shpoh in the world, that the world can exist for another 6 days. But that's all. Really at the end of the 6 days, it should again come back to Toyu Vavoyu. Now the fact that we keep Shabbos and watch Shabbos with the Shmiras HaShabbos, that gives a koyach that there should be again another Sheshesh Yimei Breishis. There should be another 6 days of creation. And this is the way there he's mazel with a famous Gemara that says that whoever says the Chazal, whoever makes Kiddush for Yomar Vayichulu, is kinu nase shutuf laKadosh Baruch Hu b'maisa Breishis. Whoever comes home Friday night and says Vayichulu and says Kiddush, you become a shutuf, you become a partner in HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Maisa Breishis, in creating the world. So the question is, how could we become now a shutuf, a partner in Hashem, in creating the world now? The world was already created. What pshat this Chazal, that by the fact we say Kiddush, we become a shutuf, a partner with Hashem? And this is the way the Or HaChaim is masbered over there, that the pshat is really, the world was created for 6 days. At the end of 6 days, it should have come back to Toyu Vavoyu. But the fact that we keep Shabbos with the Shmiras HaShabbos, that gives Hashpor that the world should be existence for another 6 days. So that's the Pshat. If we were beginning a Shabbos, we say Vayichulu, we make Kiddush, is the Pshat that we'll be Makabah, we're accepting upon ourselves, that we're going to watch this Shabbos, we're going to be a Shema Shabbos. Now with the Kayach of this Shmiras Shabbos, we are curating that the world will be in existence for another 6 days. So that's very good, how it's kino nastir shutef la Kodesh Baruch Hu b'maisa Breishis. We become a partner with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, because for the next 6 days, the reason why the world will be in existence for another 6 days is only because of the Shemir Shabbos that we keep this Shabbos. So now you can be mad, but that's Pshat now a pasuk over here also. That v'shomru v'nei Yisrael as Shabbos. Klai Yisrael has to watch Shabbos, keep be a Shema Shabbos. La'asos es HaShabbos. In order to make there should be another Shabbos. Because if there won't be a Shmir Shabbos right now, the world will come back to Toyu Vavoyu. There won't be any more another 6 days. The only reason why we have another 6 days and there'll be another Shabbos is only because of this Shmir Shabbos. So it's very good. If we watch this Shabbos, that will put a koyach in the Briyam that there will be another Shabbos. There'll be again another Sheshes Yimei Breishis, and there'll end up to be another Shabbos. And that's L'dayroisam B'risoylam. For every generation, for on and on and on, it only works this way. That because we keep Shabbos, there'll be another Maisa Breishis. Then the pasuk ends off, Beini Yuvain B'nei Yisrael Oisi Liyolam Ki Sheshes Yomim Oso Hashem Oso Hashem Es Hashemayim V'Esoretz U'Vayoyim Hashvi Shovas V'Yinofash. U'Vayoyim Hashvi, on the seventh day, Shovas V'Yinofash, you should rest. It says Loshon Plural V'Yinofash is because on Shabbos we have the Neshama Yisera. That's the Vayinofash, you should rest with your Neshama Yisera. The Baal Turim brings down that the gematria of Vayinofash is Elush of the Gehenim, that even the people of Gehenim, the aura of the fire of Gehenim also rests on Shabbos. Hu Adin Vayinofash, he says, is that we say Kivan Shushovas of the Nefesh, or what Sun Siddha means, and also right away the next parasha says Vayitein al Moshe kechalois l'dabri toi ba'asim eshneluch osaydus, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Moshe, the Semicha says, because the Torah was given on Shabbos. And then also the Pasuk says, we just said, Vayinofash, that the Chazal Darshan, they nefesh, like they of the nefesh, we lost our nefesh. So the Baal Turim says this is the smichus of the Parshas Egel that we'll soon talk about, the Chet of Egel, because of the Chet of Egel, Klai Yisrael was also nischayvu kliya. They were chayv the misa and the nefesh should be lost. That's why the smichus of Vayinofash is to the Chet of Egel. But Pashib Shat in the Vayinofash is that they of the nefesh, that at the end of Shabbos, we lose our neshama yaseva. And it's the famous Kashi, really, like, how come at the beginning of Shabbos we say this, like before Shemon Esrei, Friday night, we say this, these psukim here, that Shabbos Vayinofash. Really, this should be said at the end of Shabbos, Shabbos Vayinofash. The Chazal Dashin, they of the nefesh, oy they, we're losing our neshama yaseva. So, this should be said at the end of Shabbos. How come we said at the beginning, Friday night, right before Shemon Esrei, we say these psukim v'shamru, and we end off Shabbos Vayinofash, l'chura, this has to do with the losing of the Nisham Yisrael. And Pasha, the pshat is that we have to realize that we're saying Shabbos is a special day. Today we have this special matana, this special present that Hashem gives us, the Nisham Yisrael, and we have to, like we say, chaperein, you have to use it out. You have to know that we don't have it forever. We only have it for these next 24 hours or 25 hours. That's why at the beginning of Shabbos, right away we mention the fact that Vayinofash, that the Nisham Yaseiva is going to leave us. We're not going to have it for that long. That's like a hachana. At the beginning of Shabbos right now, realize this special present that we have, to use it out, to do what we're supposed to do with it, to use it out the right way, to do more avodas Hashem with it, to know we're only going to have it for a certain amount of time. So right away at the beginning of Shabbos, we say these psukim of Shabbos Vayinofash, to realize that the Nisham Yaseiva will be taken away from us soon. Right now, as soon as we have it, let's chaperein and let's use it out the right way. And like we said, the right way means to think more about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, be dovek more, do more mitzvahs on Shabbos, daven better, you're not going to work today, take out time, daven slower, have kavana, understand what you're saying, learn a little bit, be not with the sedra, learn with the children, use out the time, the Shabbos, like say, Shabbos Kodesh, use out every minute of the Shabbos, every second that we have the Neshama Yisrael with us. We have this special present, use it out to do good things with it. Then the parsha goes into the union of the Chet HaEgel. That the pasuk starts off, Vayara'on ki boishesh Moshe l'redes min ahor, that the people saw that Moshe was delayed, he didn't come down on time. Vayikoyel om el Aaron, vayomer lov kuma selonu lehim, asher yelchu lefaneinu, let us have a new God that will go in front of us. Ki ze Moshe ish, asher halonu me'eretz Mitzrayim, lo yadanu mehayaloi, because we don't know what happened to Moshe. We don't know what happened to him. And then the psukim go through that they all brought their gold together and they threw it into the fire and it came out to be an eagle. They said, "V'yaseu eagle masecha v'yomru." They said, "Eidol lehecha Yisrael asher helucha mi'eretz Mitzrayim." This is the God that took us out of Eretz Mitzrayim. Now there are a few things we have to understand. First of all, how could Klai Yisrael, the Dor Deya, the Klai Yisrael that came out of Mitzrayim, that saw all the great nisim? There's after the Matan Torah by Hasinai, they saw the Yad Hashem, how could they fall to such a low madrega to be mekabel upon themselves an ego to be their new God? How is it possible? Second of all, you have to understand exactly what was the Chet HaEgel. Exactly what did they do wrong? How bad was it what they did? And third of all, who exactly did the Chet HaEgel? Now really there's the Gemara in Shabbos on the Peites, the Darshan's the Pasuk that says, Vayara'om ki boishes Moshe, that Moshe was delayed. So Gemara says, Al tikri boishes, ela boshesh. It came the sixth hour. That means, b'shor sh'ola Moshe l'morim. When Moshe first went up to Har Sinai, is omal lehem l'Yisrael, l'soif aboyim yoim betchila sheish ani bo. At the end of 40 days, at the beginning of the sixth hour, that's when I'm going to come down. So what happened was, l'soif mem yoim, at the end of 40 days, bo sotim, the sotim came, the Irva Vesolim, he made a big tumult. He made a big, he mixed up the world. Is Omalahen, the Sotan said to Klai Yisrael, Moshe Rabchen Hechehu, where is your Rebbe Moshe? Omruloi, so they told the Sotan, Omalahen, he went up to Shemayim. Omalahen, so the Sotan answered back, but Bo Sheish Lezgicholov, but it came to 6 hours the day he's supposed to come, he didn't come down. Mace, so they didn't listen to the Sotan. Mace Lezgicholov. The Sultan said he died. They still didn't listen to the Sultan. Finally, Herelehen Demus Mitosei. Finally, the Satan played a trick on them and showed them a picture of Moshe Rabbeinu lying on a bed, mace. V'ayinu d'karmel el Aaron kizeh Moshe'ish. That's what the Pasuk says. Now the Am, the people said to Aaron, this is Moshe. What do you mean this is Moshe? That the Satan finally got them, that showed them that Moshe Rabbeinu was dead, lying on a bed, looking as if he was dead. And Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, Zatzal, is Masbov here, that this is really the Yisoid, how the Satan, Gidei Tzahara, got the Klai Yisrael so fast. Even though usually it says that the way the Satan works, he tells you first to do one thing. If you listen to him on Lul Averas, then he tells you to do a bigger Avera. If you listen to him then finally he gets you to do Avodah Zarah. But usually he goes slowly. How come all of a sudden here the Satan had the koyach to get Klai Yisrael Mamish in 1 second here? It came the sixth hour, and right away he got the whole Klai Yisrael to change their minds, to go against Moshe Rabbeinu, and to start to make this egel. How was it possible that he got the whole Klai Yisrael to change their mind so fast? The Chaim is Mazbud, the Pshat is that the Medrash Gemara says here, that the Satan came the Irv of Esolim. He made a fatumult, he turned around the whole world. When people get scared, come fatumult, get in the tumult, they don't know what's doing, and they lose themselves a little bit. And when you lose yourself a little bit, when your real own sense, your own mind loses, goes off, then anything could happen to you. You could come down to the lowest madriga. That's the way the Satan started here. He first made a tumult. He made them didn't realize what was going on. And he turned to them and he showed them that looked like Moshe was mace. And when he got them off guard, that's when he was able to bring them down to a very, very low madriga. So Chaim said that people have to learn from here. There are certain times everybody has a yerida. Certain times you fall down. You're not at the biggest madriga now. You're not learning so good. You're not doing the mitzvah so good. You're in a rifyon, you don't feel so good. First, you have to be very careful that even though you fall down, you're in a matzav of a rifyon now, not to let yourself go loose and not to let the Yetzirah take you away completely. You'll end up being nothing. You have to know, even though you have a yerida, sometimes you do fall down, you have to hold yourself. Hold still. Don't let him throw you down altogether. And Mitzvah Hashem, later on you do tshuva, and Mitzvah Hashem will come as man when you pick yourself up again. You'll have an aliyah, you'll have a chizik, you'll learn better. But I call upon him, even when you are down, you have to be very careful not to let the Yetzirah take you all the way down to be lost. Like he worked here on Klai Yisrael. In a few moments, he was able to change them over. From the Dor Deya, they went down to Lo Madrega to Mekabel upon himself, the eagle. Now, exactly what the Chet, what did Klai Yisrael do wrong? And really, the Farshim say, really, it was the Erev Rav. Those were the people that really did the Chet to the eagle. The time on the rest of Klai Yisrael was, why weren't they Mecha? Why didn't they stop these people from doing the Egel? Since they didn't stop them and didn't put a hard time against them, they were also included in this Chet of the Egel. But exactly what was the Chet Egel? So really the Ramban and Rashi and other Mefarshim all learn. The Kuzri learns like this, and Ben Abachai learns like this, and the Ibn Ezra learns like this. That really the Pshat was they didn't really look for an Avodah Zarah. They didn't really want to go away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just that when Moshe Rabbeinu was here, Moshe was the Meirah Derech. Moshe showed them the right way, how to do, what you're supposed to do. Now that the Satan showed them that Moshe Rabbeinu was mace, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't come, they wanted to have somebody new, a new Meirah HaDerech. Somebody should show them, to lead them, how to go. So therefore they started to look for their own way, how to get their own leader. And that's the way they did. They put the gold into it, and it came out to be the eagle. And the Rabban also says like this, that he says, of course, that when it says that when the Pasuk says, Kuma Seilonu Elohim Asher Yelchu Lefaneinu, they did not really mean to make a new God. They didn't want a new God to show them how to do. Because right away it says, Kizeh Moshe Ish. Like they were masking that Moshe was only a man. In other words, they knew that there's something like a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So the Ramban explains also the same way. Just they wanted to have somebody now to show them the way how to do like what Hashem wants. Like we know there's still a Kodesh Baruch Hu, there's still Hashem. Because they wanted to have somebody in the place of Moshe to teach them the right way what to do. And that's why the Pasuk says that they said, Chag Lashem Ocher, we want to make a Chag for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We want to bring him Kabonis. Just that it wasn't completely done with the way Hashem wanted. They wanted their own Rotzen, how to get their own Meir HaDerech. They wanted to do things in their own way now to get somebody to teach them how to do the right way. And the Beis HaLevi explains it a little bit different, but on the same shot, on the same derech like this, that the thing they made mistake here, the biggest mistake was that they thought that they themselves now could do things
to make it, to make them do the right way. In other words, they wanted to do mitzvahs. They wanted to do what Hashem wants. Like Moshe says, they knew that by building the Mishkan, it will bring the Shekhinah. We have to do certain things to bring the Shekhinah down to us. But now that Moshe was nice, they wanted to do things on their own chokhmah, how they would understand to do it. How would we think is the right way to do it? So this is the way they thought is the right way to do it, to be able to come out to do what Hashem wants. So the biggest mistake was they did not go directly to listen what Hashem told them to do, but rather they decided, let's do it on our own. How we think is the right way to do, the way we think we should do, the person that we choose to be the Moreh Derech. We know we need somebody to lead us, to show us what to do, but not that we're going to do it the way Hashem told us to do it, but rather we're going to make up our own way how to know what Hashem wants. So the kids said their mistake was that they went after their own das, their own understanding, what should be done. That's the way they did it. And that's the chet that we have to realize, that the way we do things is only because that's the way Hashem told us to do it. If we ourselves, we don't understand, we don't know what to do, we can't come up with our own ways how to do and how to be Eved Hashem. We always have to be mekabel, it's direct chiyuv, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us to do. That's the way we do things. And that's why Kisaydam, by the Melechet HaMishkan, which was always considered a kapara of forgiveness for the Chet Hegel, Kisaydam, the Pesukim says that Vayasu Kedvar Hashem, Kisaydam Kashet Sibu Hashem, and Kisaydam says over, they did now building the Mishkan exactly the way Hashem told them to do it. Because that was their mistake, that was the Chet they did by the Chet Hegel, that they did not do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them to do, but rather, even though they had good intentions, they wanted to do good, but they figured, let's make up our own ways how to be good. Let's make our ego, let him teach us the right way to do it. And that's wrong. If Hashem didn't tell us to do it, that's a chet, that's not the right way. That's why it's very good also by the Parah Adumah, which is called the Chayk, it's brought down that the Parah Adumah, that Yavo Ye'ein, Yishaper Al Bino. And it says what? Tove Imoy V'Tekaneach Tzayach Bino. That the Parah Adumah, that came for Kapora, for forgiveness, for the Chet Egel that Klai Yisrael did, like with the small calf. And the pshat is that what is the Yisrael of Parah Adumah? That's called the Chayk. That's called something we do not understand it. Like we have a lot of kashas about the Parah Adumah. It's Mitama people, and it's Mitari people. How can you do two with one things? So why do we do the Parah Adumah? The pshat for the Chayk is, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to do, and we do it, even though we don't understand it. Our minds don't understand it. Still we do it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to do it. This exactly is the kaporah, the forgiveness that Klai Yisrael needed for the chet of the eagle. Because the chet, the sin of the eagle, was just the opposite. They did not do what Hashem told them to do. Even though they had good intentions, they wanted to do good, but they did what they thought was good. And that was the chet eagle. So a kaporah, forgiveness for this, is the chayk of the Parah Adumah. To know that we do things totally because the Kodesh Baruch Hu told us to do it. Not because we understand that we know what's good for ourselves. Even after we know the tanim and the reasons for the mitzvahs, and we know why they're good and how they are good, we don't do the mitzvahs because they're good for us. We do the mitzvahs for Torah Sachayk because the Kodesh Baruch Hu told us to do it. And this way, the Mishkan and the Parah Adumah, these were called kaporas for the chet of the eagle. And another thing we learn out from here is, like we said before, that really the people that did the chet eagle was the Erev Rav. Really, Rashi brings it down on the pasuk of Eilu Elohechom. Rashi says, V'loi nemar Eilu Eloheinu, Mikan she'Erev Rav sholom Mitzrayim heim she'nikol al Aaron. It was really the Erev Rav, these were the people that made the chet eagle. But the sin of the rest of Klai Yisrael was, why they were not Meicha, they did not stop them. Now the pshat from the Erev Rav is a question of them also, how could they go to do this big chet now? They also just got finished seeing all the nisim of the Kriyas Yamsuf. They got finished seeing Bahar Sinai by Kriyas Yamsuf. It says, Mashroa Shif Chalayam, Aroy Yecheske Ben Buzi. They saw the greatness of the Gilu Shchina. How could it be that even the Erev Rav now came to do this chet, to go Keneged like the Rotson of Hashem? And the Pshat is, like the Chayim Shalevitz is Masbim, that the Lashon is, it says, Mashroa Shif Chalayam, Aroy Yecheske Ben Buzi. But Akol Ponim, she's still called a Shifcha, she's still called a maid. Because even after this maid saw the great Nisim of the Kriyas Yamsuf, and they were able to see the Yad Hashem, they saw the greatness of Hashem more than the Nevi'im saw, but even after that, she's still only called a Shifcha. Mashenkin, the Nevi'im, even though they did not see so much, they're called a Navi. And the Pshat is because even though a person has a tremendous Aliyah at a time, It becomes so great madregam, but if it happens suddenly, it doesn't stay with you so much. You saw it once, you saw the greatness of Hashem, but you're not used to it. That's not you. You'll lose it very fast. So the Shifcha, even though she saw the greatness now for 1 second, she was a higher madrega than the Nevi'im were, but she lost it right away because it didn't become part of her. She remained back a Shifcha right afterwards. Hashenka and the Nevi'im, the Pshat is, they worked up madrega slowly, 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 until finally they became so Dovik and Hashem, they came to madrega for the Navi. But who had been by the Erev Rav? This Erev Rav, these were the people that came into Klal Yisrael, B'shasti Tiyas Mitzrayim, and they were fast. They were not makabel upon themselves really the Hashpah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So even though they were a big madrega, but they lost it very fast. Therefore, right now, like we learned before, the Satan made a big tumult, made a big storm in the world. He was able to change the minds of the Erev Rav very fast. Because the Kedusha, even though they had it, they received it, it didn't go into them, wasn't niklat into them, it wasn't there long enough. So from here we learn out that even though people have aliyahs, there are times when people come at a big madrega, they bring themselves up, you have to be careful to stay there. You shouldn't feel, I'm at a high madrega, I'm a great person right now, that's it. You're going to stay that way. You have to know when we come to a high madrega, it's very good to be there. Like the pasuk says, Miyala Bahar Hashem, or Miyakum Bemkan Kodeshoi. Hey, it's Miyala, who can go up there, that's one thing. But people could get up there. It's possible to pick yourself up to be the high madrega. But the big kunst is, who could stay there, who could remain there? In other words, not enough just at one time to put yourself in a good mood, in a good matzah, a big aliyah. Now you can start doing the mitzvah, so you can learn good. But you have to be careful always to stay there. It's not enough if something comes fast. Because if it comes fast, you could lose it very fast. But the way is to work on it. The more aliyah you got, you work on it to make sure it becomes part of you, to make sure you're not going to lose it. Like day after day, you fail to work on it. Don't feel you have it, and that's it. But around Mashenkei Taket, that whatever you do have, work on it to get more and more, to keep it. It should become part of you. So that was the Indian of the Erev Rav, that it didn't become part of them, this Kedusha was too fast. So therefore, when the Satan came and made an Erev, made a tumult in the world, they were the ones to give in right away to change their minds, not to do what Hashem told them to do, but rather to do what they want to do. And Klal Yisrael also was not that stark at the time. They did not stop them. Therefore, they were also included in this chet of the chet ha'egel. Another cause is brought down that like the Klal Yisrael and Befrat the Bechorim, that they gave into the Erev Rav, really there's a Medrash Rabbah that says that Migorim Lahem LeBechorim Sha'avdu HaKavod Hazeh. Hey, how come the Bechorim, the firstborns, lost their rights to be the Kain, lost the rights of Kuna? So the Medrash says, Al Shenizgofu B'atzman V'Ovdu L'Fnei Egel, that they had gaiva, they had haughtiness in them, when they went to do the Egel. As Mashma B'Shas the Egel, it was the Sibus of gaiva that made the Bechorim go in and give in to the Erev Rav. And really interesting, the Targum Yenison Ben Ozios says in this Pesach, and the Yomu Elof Kuna came on with him. So he says, V'Azo Satona V'Yatimun V'Hadar Libhon Zuchoychin, and they had in their hearts haughtiness, they had gaiva. The Yomulain Kun Nivulanu the Chalanu. So the Yonason also, Yonason Ben Uziel explains that the Siba, why the rest of Klal Yisrael, or the Medrash now says on the Bechorim, why they gave in and listened to the Erev Rav, was because of the need of gaiva that they had. They want to act like big shots. And some Amafarashit, the Pshat is that they wanted to be the Kanim. The Bechorim thought they'll be the Kanim for this new Egel, they'll work for them. So because of their gaiva, they give into it. So that could also be the Pshat why it's brought down that really by the Chet Hegel, the Gemara's Mashma, there was a Chet of Avodah Zarah. It had to do really of a type of an Avodah Zarah. So one Pshat is because the Gemara's Seifa says that Shebeglal Gaiva, that Gaiva also has to do, if somebody has Gaiva, that Reishas HaGaiva Atzma Shik Avodah Zarah, the Gemara's Seifa says. That doing, having a Mid of Gaiva is like being Oved Avodah Zarah. So here also, the Chet of the Egel, which gave it a shame of Avodah Zarah, was because it started out with the Gaiva that they had. And that's why later on, that when Moshe found out about this, it says, V'yechal Moshe p'nei Hashem alekov, V'yomer lomo Hashem yechero apecho b'yamecho. He's, why are Moshe davened to Hashem, why are you so angry at b'yamecho, at your nation? Asher hoitzeiso me'eretz Mitzrayim, that you took out of Eretz Mitzrayim. So Mephoshim said, the Sipruna says, that lomo Hashem yechero apecho means, V'yosem shloichoto b'egel, Like, why do you want to wipe out, kill out the whole Klal Yisrael, like they did not do the Chet Egel? In other words, like we're saying, really it was only the Erev Rav. These were the people that did the Chet Egel. True, there was a time upon the rest of Klal Yisrael. Why weren't they Moicha? Why didn't they stop them from doing it? That was a tremendous Chet. But that was Moshe's Tefillah, just because they were not Moicha, because of the Erev Rav, it's not right to kill out the whole Klal Yisrael. And Kach Hevi, that the rest of Klal Yisrael stood alive, it was only the Erev Rav, those were the people that were killed out. And then the last pasuk right before the Shiras Haluchas, it says, Vayi kasher korav el hamachne vayaras egel u'mecholos. And when Moshe saw the eagle and he saw them dancing, is Vayicharaf Moshe got very angry at Klal Yisrael, Vayashlech miyodeh v'saluchas v'yishabaroisom tachathor. And now Moshe threw down the luchos and broke them. So the pasuk says the last thing, what was the makom hapatash, what made him do it? It says, Vayaras eagle u'mecholos. Moshe saw them with the eagle, with this calf that they made for the new type of a god, and also Mecholos, he saw them dancing. It's the dancing, that was the Makom HaPatish. That's the last thing the Torah says. In other words, sometimes people could do bad. But when you do bad, I call upon them, you have to know you're doing bad. And don't be happy about it. Don't go dancing about it. Here, Klal Yisrael did a chet. And Vayta u'mecholos, they were dancing, they were happy about it. When Moshe saw that Klal Yisrael was happy with what they're doing, they were dancing, that's the Makom HaPatish. That's the end. From that, Moshe saw that now Klal Yisrael is not ready for the Torah, and Moshe went and broke the luchas. But the Makom HaPatish is u'mecholos that they were dancing. Not nice to be happy when you're doing things wrong. And Moshe went to break the luchas. And like we're saying, it's very good that the yisoid of the Chet Egel were two things. First of all, it was the midah of gaiva that they had. They were too haughty. And who had then secondly, they did not do exactly what Hashem told them to do. They wanted to make up their own ways of doing Hashem, to do avodas Hashem. And that's the secret to the Torah. The Torah is only giving to people with the needs of Anova. HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes Anova. He likes when you're humble. Like it says, by Moshe Rabbeinu was Anov Mikol Adam. That's why Moshe was Zeicha to give the Torah to Klal Yisrael. If Klal Yisrael did Madrega by the Chet Egel had Gaiva, it's not, they're not right to have the Torah. Moshe had to break the Torah. Who then if Klal Yisrael was at a Chet now that they want to do the way they think is right, not to listen to do the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them to do, that's also the secret to the Torah. Because the Yisrael of the Torah, the Taryag Mitzvah says, this is the Rotzon Hashem. What does Hashem want us to do? What it says in the Torah. If it doesn't say in the Torah, that's not what Hashem wants us to do. We can't come up now, make our own mitzvahs, make our own ways of doing things. That's the Yisrael of the Torah. So when Moshe saw them doing these two things, the Egel and the Mecholos, that came out to Moshe had to break the Luchas, and they were not ready to get the Luchas at this Madrega. And then the Pesukim talk about the way Klal Yisrael did tshuva, that Moshe went and burned the eagle and killed out the people, and the rest of Klal Yisrael did tshuva, and finally HaKadosh Baruch Hu was meichel them, that Moshe again came down with the second luchas. And before that the pasuk says, Vayerad Hashem bonu v'yisyafti v'yimashon v'yikru v'shem Hashem, v'yabar Hashem aponu v'yikru Hashem Hashem k'racham v'chanun, that Moshe Rabbeinu said over the Yud Gimel Midas of Rachamim. That the side of these Yud Gimel Midas Rachamim is the pshat that even though a person does do a chet, does do something wrong, we have to know we're not lost. There's a need of tshuva that a Kodesh Baruch Hu makabel us and takes us back, and we can become back again close to Hashem. And that's the side of the Mishkan, that the Mishkan Eidus is, the whole side of the Mishkan was that after Klal Yisrael did the chet egel and they did tshuva, a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to show us that he accepts our tshuva and he could still be close with us and that the Shechina will still be with us. That's why it's called the Mishkan Eidus. This is the Eidus, the testimony that Hashem forgave us. And this is the Yud Gimel Midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that even though we did do Ra, still Hashem forgives us. And that's what we have to learn out from here, that no matter how bad we are, whatever we do bad, there's still a hope to do tshuva, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mekabelus. And that's our bakasha, that should be our bakasha. We want to be zeichet to come back, to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We should be zeichet to have the Shechina with us. We should be zeichet to have the Yud Gimel Midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.